We begin in South Australia, where the scale of the destruction from the deadly Adelaide Hills bushfires is becoming even more apparent this lunchtime. One man died in the fire and another is in a critical condition in hospital, and authorities now say that the massive blaze destroyed more than 80 homes, along with several hundred other buildings. And firefighters are facing yet another high fire danger day. Our reporter Rhett Burney is in Adelaide. Rhett, just how worrying are the conditions facing these exhausted firefighters today?
Yeah, Eleanor, they're pretty concerning when you consider the amount of fire activity we've seen in the last 3 days. The fact that most of the fire isn't yet out, there still are pockets of smouldering trees and pockets of smouldering paddocks, as well as homes that have been lost. So these conditions today, where we're seeing potentially more winds coming up through the hills, have certainly got authorities worried about that. Now, obviously, as well, on top of that, they're contending with the dangerous conditions where trees that have already been burnt are dropping limbs. There's a lot of danger on the roads as well. So people are being told to stay right away from this area. As you can imagine, it is an unfolding event. There's still a lot that's happening out there. There's still a lot of a firefight to go.
And Rhett, the news of 72 families left homeless was horrific. Now the authorities have scaled that up to 80. Do they know whether this is the full extent of the damage from the weekend's fires?
No, not yet, actually. At this stage, now 82 homes confirmed gone, over 500 buildings are confirmed gone, and hundreds of cars as well. So at this stage, no, it's not yet clear if that will be the final number. We are being warned that it could certainly rise again. Obviously, yesterday it was at 72, overnight it rose to 82. So you can imagine that there's a lot of work that's going on. Rapid assessment teams are going out there, but there's a lot of areas that aren't safe enough to get to. I spoke with one of the people that lost his home. His name's Mark Webb, and here's what he had to say.
We basically had time to grab our hard drive with photos, so we got those. So we got our photographic memories, which is good. We got that, and that was it. And we decided to leave, and then some neighbours who stayed, and they managed to save their house, but they said our house was gone within half an hour.
It's amazing the optimism of people who lose their homes, isn't it? That's Mark Webb there. Rhett, the Premier, Stephen Marshall, has been on the fire ground today. What's he had to say?
Yeah, the Premier, Stephen Marshall, has been out there. He's actually been out the last couple of days. Yesterday, he was in Kangaroo Island, where we saw fires there. At least one home was destroyed on Saturday there. This morning, he was at Belhanna, which is up in the Adelaide Hills. Now, I think that he's also just seeing just how devastating these fires are as well. The degree of the devastation is quite clear just in the pictures, but the hills are only just up the road from the city. You're talking about multiple families that live up there because they're able to get to work and all that sort of stuff, but also enjoy a country lifestyle. And that complete area has been almost decimated. Here's what he had to say.
I'm quite amazed that there's only been one fatality. The catastrophic conditions that we had on Friday were just extraordinary. Real scenes of devastation here in our state.
That's South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall, our reporter in South Australia, Rhett Burney.